Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to
I Have a Strange Story
podcast. Oh, no.
This is the first time ever.
Wait, do we need to stop recording?
No, I think we're just going to show the world our flaws. My flaws.
Yeah. You stopped and said, oh, no.
Oh, no. Everything's fine on my end. Like, everything's working. I just totally...
Okay.
Donked.
Okay. Well, everybody, this is a podcast where two sisters retell people's strange and paranormal stories and experiences and stuff. If you have a story or, like, weird stuff to send to us, send it in because we want to tell it. So you can send it to ihaveastrangestorypodcast@gmail.com. And we would love to retell your story. I'm Lindsay, by the way.
And I'm Rebecca. And yeah, share us with your friends and give us a review. And that would be great. And also subscribe. Moving on. Do you have any announcements, Lindsay?
Do I have any? I don't think that I do, man.
Okay. I have one.
Sorry, I wish I did.
No, it's totally cool. Yeah, I just wanted to give another shout out to Marissa May because she bought two more t-shirts from me. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your support. And if you would like a shout out, you can also buy a t-shirt. But... Okay. You can buy a t-shirt just like Marissa May. Check out my Etsy shop. It's Bright Star Visions at Etsy.com, whatever. And I sell cat cult t-shirts, but also Mother's Day t-shirts. So.
Dude, is Mother's Day? I think it's over.
It will be after this one's out. But
after what?
It will
be
after.
I thought Mother's Day was already passed.
I don't know, dude. I don't know when Mother's Day is.
I thought it was like last week.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's the deal. You can buy your mom a shirt regardless of if it's Mother's Day.
You're right, girl. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got confused in the middle of you talking about shit.
It's okay,
man. I'm acting like we're just on the phone, but we're doing a podcast here.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
God damn it. Okay. So I've got a story today. This is another celebrity story. And I didn't really mean to do this. I don't generally do this because this isn't a celebrity show. But the last time that we recorded, I wrote down Tom Brady because I had this amazing idea in my head.
Oh, shit, girl.
Whenever
That's
we were
so
doing
funny.
Our podcast. Yeah, I know. And I was like,
That's
Tom
so funny,
Brady.
Though. I just watched the 80 for Brady.
What?
Yeah, so I know a little bit about Tom Brady myself, everybody.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, he
This
and,
is shocking to me.
Yeah, I'm a bro now. I'm a bro.
Oh, you got your hat
I
on backwards right now?
I do bro workouts.
Your gray
I'm just
sweatpants.
Throwing pre-workout in my mouth. Actually, I love sweatpants. I do have gray sweatpants on. Thank you very much, Rebecca. I always wear sweatpants, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, anywho.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, Tom Brady.
Yeah. So, I'm going to talk about Tom Brady and his wife, Gisele Bündchen. And they're just... you know, pretty amazing people. They're some of the most powerful couples in the world. And, you know, Tom, you probably already know this, is a 7-time Super Bowl champion. And Gisele is a world famous supermodel. But did you know that Gisele is also a witch?
Yes.
Okay. No surprise.
Okay. I think it's the only reason I really know who Tom Brady is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
But, like, I don't know who he plays for. Like, I thought he was a cowboy, but that's not right. He apparently never was a cowboy.
No. So the only reason why I know is because I have it in my notes. He played for the Patriots.
Oh, okay.
But I never would
have. So that's up north.
You would probably like this team. I think that you should watch it because
about the Patriots?
You would like the Patriots.
You think so?
Because it's up north.
Like the team? Oh, okay, okay.
I don't know, man. So anyways, yeah, she calls herself a good witch or a love witch.
Oh, my God.
And she, so she has a practice and she takes it seriously, but she was known to cast spells on Tom to help him on the football field and performed rituals before the Patriots' historic comeback win in Super Bowl 51. Isn't that neat? Okay.
It's crazy. I believe it.
I know. It's so cool. And this is what Tom Brady says about her. He said that she's so about the power of intention and believing in things that are really going to happen. And she just always makes a little altar for me at the game because she just wills it so much. She puts in, she puts together a little altar for me that I can bring with pictures of my kids.
Oh.
I know. And then he has these special stones that he wears, these healing stones and protection stones, and she makes him wear them on a necklace and then makes him say, like, mantras. And he was like, this is kind of crazy. But then he said, like, about a couple of years ago, they were playing for the Seahawks, and he said, and she said, you better listen to me. This is your year, but this is all the things you have to do in order to win. And he said, I did all those things, and it worked.
Dude.
I know. I love this woman so much.
Like, what a weird match.
For real.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, a model, only... she's a model, and he's a football player. That makes sense. Personality-wise, doesn't. Right. Is that what you mean? Yeah.
Well, and I bet you all of, so I'm running on assumptions, and we all know assumptions are dangerous, right? So, but I assume that his peers were like, hey, dude, cut that shit out. Like, you know what I mean? I bet they were like, hey, man, that's really weird. Like, your wife is weird, you know? Like, but I could be wrong. Maybe they're very open, and I am making assumptions and generalizations about athletes. I was going to say sports players.
Sports players.
You know, a self-proclaimed bro. I was like, those people who play sports. Football players, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I
but
wonder,
maybe
though.
Into, who knows?
So the thing is, on that, and this is me throwing out assumptions too, but I feel like sports people are pretty superstitious.
They are. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. So like they may have said, okay, this works, and so we're going to do it.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they may see it as their superstition of like wearing the same socks or whatever.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, cool. That makes sense.
Yeah. So she also has the ability to see the future, and she did tell Brady that 2014 would be his year, but she also predicted that the Patriots wouldn't win in the Super Bowl in 2015.
Eesh.
I know. And she, they actually split, so they are no longer together. And the, you know, what happened was, he agreed that whenever he turned 40, he would retire, and he did. And then he went back like, 40 days later after that and said, I don't retire. And so she had cast like protective wards to shield Tom's body, and then spells to enhance his athletic abilities. And she gave him potions that would allow him to freeze time and stop the aging process. And the agreement was that she'd support his athletic endeavors, and in exchange, he'd retire. Oh, sorry, at 45, not 40. And the tarot number for for 45, because numerology is very important in this too, is making positive life changes, meaning leaving football to spend time with his family. But Brady broke this promise and decided he was going to go back to the NFL just 40 days after he retired. This number also is important too, because 40 is the number for following life's purpose or soul's desire. So he did. He chose not to retire, as they agreed, and he hurt Giselle by returning to the NFL, and it just kind of showed her that his soul belonged to NFL and football, and not his wife or family.
Yeah, that motherfucker, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I already knew where this was going. I already knew that part of the story.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the only other part of it, are you...
Please tell me more.
I thought there was...
Please, oh, okay. Tell me more.
Well, the only other part that I understood about it was that it was also the agreement that he would retire because she put her life on hold and she put her career on hold to help him and to raise the kids and to always be there for him and give him the support that he needed in the NFL. And the agreement was once he retired, she would get to go do her stuff.
Oh.
So it's even more selfish what he did to her.
Yeah, totally.
He just couldn't, like, it's like... He just can't help himself. He's so selfish. I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
That's just hearsay, though, everybody. I'm not here to bash Tom Brady.
Yeah, you know, I listened.
But fuck around and find out, Tom Brady.
But yeah, like, I looked around at some other articles, too, and it sounds like there was more to it. You know, we only get the superficial part of anybody, I think. In the media, not the superficial part, but the stuff that they're willing to talk about. And they don't talk about a lot of stuff. Like we talked about earlier, you just don't know what's going on in somebody's mind.
Yeah.
You just have, like we say, assumptions. But yeah, I think it was definitely more than that kind of stuff.
Well, and since then, hasn't he been injured and isn't he aging?
Yeah, like, he is. And he retired again. He retired for good.
Bless his heart, man.
Uh-huh. I know, right? So, like, she did some really heavy stuff. Like, not only was she supported him all the time. She went to just about every single one of his games. She had his children. And then she did rituals and cast spells and did all this shit. She was working three full-time jobs.
Yeah, she was very devoted to him. I mean, that stuff takes time, dude.
Yeah, man.
Like, doing the research, buying the stuff.
And not to mention, being dedicated to that and being that vulnerable to put yourself out there to do that stuff that's a little weird to society. And just being like, fuck it. This is me. This is who I am. And now you're my husband. And so I do it to you too. And like,
yeah.
And also, I mean, it's really cool that he did that. Like he trusted her to do all that for him.
I agree. It's pretty cool. Too bad.
Yeah. So sad.
Mm-hmm. Are they getting back? Are they going to get back together, or is she like, no, I'm out of here?
I don't think that they are. I think that she's good being by herself, and she doesn't live in the country anymore. She lives in, I can't remember, Brazil,
dang
maybe.
Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But she calls herself. She says that she doesn't really call herself a witch, that other people do, except she says, you know. She believes in astrology, crystals. She prays and believes in the power of nature. She says, if that's what being a witch is, then go ahead and call me a witch.
Oh,
yeah.
She was born in 1980. I see here.
Oh, I know. I saw that she's like close to my age. I'm like, how is that possible?
She's a fucking millennial.
Yeah.
Or is she X? Is that X? 1980?
Okay. So you will get stories on either side. I'm on the cusp of a generation. I have Gen X qualities and I have millennial qualities.
Yeah.
And you read different things too. you read different things on the internet where the year starts. So like I can find places that say 1980 and I can find some places that say 1984. I can find some places that say 1978. So like, yeah, it's just a blend of generations. I'm at the blend.
Yeah, I think I even say that about myself. Mm-hmm. Because I see qualities of both. I see X and millennial in
Yeah.
me. The good from both, of course.
Of course. And we had a very Gen X upbringing. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were latchkey
kids. It's really
kind
of weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But I feel like we have more in common with the way that we are raised and treated with Gen X than we do with millennials.
Yeah, definitely. Feel the same.
It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. It is weird.
What else?
And that's our childhood, folks. It's not what you asked for, but we give it to you every single
time. We
give time.
It to you anyways.
Yeah.
Like anybody in this world fucking cares. I guess we do. We care.
We care. Anyhow, that's all I got.
Talk about?
I don't know.
Very interesting. We got some witchy women over here.
Yep.
And these ungrateful men.
Yep. Got those too.
I was going to talk about water babies. Have we ever talked about water babies? I don't think we have.
I don't know.
We have. God, fuck it. I did it again. I said it's 100. I said it's episode 115. It's episode 15. Of the season.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I always do that shit. So I always try to like add up how many episodes we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Like 145.
Wow.
Somewhere in there. I know. So like maybe there's another water babies in there. We don't know.
You're getting it again, folks.
There's no. Yeah, you just can't remember. Like I was always one of those people that was like, I'll never forget this shit. In fact, I think I told the story on the last episode how I was like, I'll never forget this shit. And I always do. Like,
you guys,
I'm
we just
sure
recorded
about
that last episode.
Anywho,
okay.
I have more like legend and like folklore Ooh. To share today. We're going back to our roots, everybody.
Nice.
Yeah. So this is about, or it comes from the Paiute Native American tribe. And it's some of their legend and folklore. And they're called water babies. So let me tell you a little bit about it.
Tell me.
There's a lake in western Nevada. Do you say Nevada or Nevada?
It's whatever you want. Whatever feels good.
But what do you say?
I say Nevada.
Nevada, me too. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's this lake. It's called Pyramid Lake, and it's on the Paiute reservation. It's known for all of its formations, and it's also known for fucking water babies. that's where they're found. They're found at this lake. So water babies are described as mischievous. They change the weather, and they'll manipulate the weather, and then they'll also manage the water. I don't know how else to say it. Control the water.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll make the water level go up and down. They'll make it be real wavy, you know, all those types of things. So they control the water too. And so if while you're at the water, you see or encounter a water baby, a couple things can happen. If you Ooh. See it, you can be, yeah. If you see it, you can just be cursed with really bad luck.
Oh no.
Or you can be killed if you're too close to it.
This doesn't make sense. This is a baby?
It's a baby. So I'll tell you a little bit more about these babies.
Okay.
But you can, basically you can get bad luck, illness, or death if you encounter one of these little guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about them, like the origin of the babies. So we're not exactly sure because the conversation around the water babies is all like communicated orally and nothing mm-hmm. is really written down about them.
Mm-hmm.
So the legend of them has survived just by people talking about them. And so it's basically just the art of storytelling here. So there's a couple of origins that have been discussed. So some people think that they were children of the Paiute who had drowned in the lake, and then their spirits continued to just take care of the water, mm-hmm. and protect the area around it. So they think that it was just children from the tribe who died and then just took care of everything. Mm. Another origin story indicates that the lake actually created the water babies to protect the land. Mm-hmm. And then another origin says that the water babies were from the Paiute tribe, and that if their baby was born prematurely or with some type of disability, mm-hmm. that they would throw them in the water to kill them, mm-hmm. so that they could weed out what they consider to be weak.
Okay.
Okay. So we don't know which one of these are true, but they're all very interesting.
Yeah.
As to where... Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about this lake. Mm-hmm. It's 112,000 acres. I don't know what that means.
That is, but it unfathomable sounds really big. Because I don't understand.
That type of measurement means nothing to me. But that's how big it is, folks. This is it. Okay, at its deepest point, it is 350 feet deep, which Shit. Sounds terrifying to me. Yeah. I know. And it's considered... It's a terminal lake is what it's called, mm-hmm. Which means that it has an inlet for the water, but no outlet.
Okay.
So, okay. And underwater, there's all these shelves and there's all these caves. Mm-hmm. And then wind conditions on this lake are out of control and they're unpredictable. So the water can be just glass. Because there's no wind, but then you can get in it and all of a sudden the water kicks up and everything is really rough.
That would be so pretty to see.
I know. Here's the most, this is my favorite fact about them. So, about the lake. The lake also has a species of trout that's kind of rare, and they get up to be 15 pounds. Hmm. And I guess that's really big for a fish. Mm-hmm. But, fishermen and women come there from all over, the place to fish because it's so well known for these trout.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But here's some of the things. So since a lot of fishermen go there, so fishermen, I learned this and I kind of have a little more respect for fishermen. I just didn't know. I made assumptions and that you shouldn't. But apparently a lot of fishermen take a lot of caution and being very respectful towards the fish, which I should have known because hunters can be that way too. Mm-hmm. So they're always very careful. And if it's too little, they'll be very careful to take it off the hook and put it back in the water and try to make sure it lives. They mm-hmm. don't, they just don't kill the fish or whatever. So if they're caught being mean to fish or irresponsible or whatever, sometimes it's said that these water babies will capsize the boat and drown them. Mm. And that if they get too close to the water, their water babies will pull them in and drown them. And when you go to the water in the early morning, you can hear all of the crying of all of the babies, wailing God. And crying, but it's also the best time to fish. And that's when people catch the most trout.
Oh my gosh.
Is
that's
when the
so
fucking
cool.
babies are crying. I know. Okay. So there's one more thing I wanted to talk about. Okay. So there's actually a guy who shared his story about going to this lake and what his experience was. So originally he was there for business and he was talking to two women who lived there who were a part of his, work group or whatever. And he was like, "Hey, I'm going to go to the Pyramid Lakes." And he said that they just stared at him and they were like, "Do you know what happens there?" And he was like, "Yeah, there's really great trout." And they were like, "No, it's dangerous." They were like, "They find bodies all the time. You shouldn't go. It's unsafe." He was like, "It's fine." So he was like, I paid a guide, and so I'm going to be safe. And they were like, "Don't go." And he was like, "I'm going." And they were really upset with him. Mm-hmm. So he went, and he met the guide there. And when they got there with the guide, he asked the guide about the water babies. And the guide was serious. And he said, "Just follow my lead and be respectful. Everything will be okay." He said, "Only people who are drunk and stupid get got by these babies, right?" Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then they arrive to the area. You have to pay to get in, and you have to get a license and all that stuff. And he said that immediately he noticed that there were missing people signs up.
Oh my God.
So he went inside and paid for everything, and he asked the woman about the water babies. And she was, it's run by the people who live on the reservation. Mm-hmm. And she got very serious and looked at him and she said, "I don't know what you're talking about." And he was like, "Okay." So they get out on the water and everything seems fine. And he describes the water as being very pretty. And he was having a pretty good time. He caught, a couple of fish, and there was a technique that he was told specifically, don't use it if it's going to hurt the fish. Like, mm-hmm. don't use that technique. And I don't know what the fuck it was, but whatever. So they were just very cautious. So he got one fish that was too small, and he and the guide worked diligently to try to get the fish off the hook. He held it up for a picture and he dropped it on accident. Mm-hmm. And then he picked it up again and it fell again. And then he picked it up. They took a picture and he said to the guide, he said, "I feel really bad. I think the fish is going to die." And the guide was like, "Listen, you know, you didn't do anything maliciously. It was all an accident." And he was like, "Let's see it. You know, he'll probably make it. If he doesn't, I'm sure a seagull will eat it and it's fine." And the guy was like, "Okay, I feel better now." So he left, you know, the fishing trip is over. The next day he's home and he went to go play soccer and he got elbowed really bad in the face and it really hurt his nose and it broke it.
Oh no.
And then it turned into a sinus infection that he had to get treated. And then it turned into the tooth that was hit. Whenever he was elbowed in the face, mm-hmm. was cracked right down the middle. It was also infected going up to the sinus infection. And they were like, "We can't save your tooth. We have to pull it out."
Oh, no.
And when he said, "Do I think this is attributed to what I did to the fish and the water babies?" Or he was like, "Or do I think that this is attributed to just bad luck?" He was like, "It's bad luck." Mm. But then I was like, "But if you do anything at the lake, it'll give you bad luck."
Yeah.
So, like, what happened first, the chicken or the egg? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of those types of situations.
That is such a cool story, dude.
Those are the water babies.
Oh, my gosh. Not what I was expecting. I was like, they're so cute. Like, I just imagined, like, those little, those plastic little babies. Like from the 60s.
With the
and
little
shit.
Curl mm-hmm. on the head. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's exactly what I thought of. Just like chubby little babies that are like rolling around.
They're blue
being
and
little
they're
sweethearts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
like
blow
Fantasia.
Bubbles. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Fantasia lake with little sweet little babies that they kill. I forgot to say this though. The guy also at one point when they were on the lake looked up and he saw a, what is it called? A tumbleweed on the top of the water. And he said that he thought to himself, "Oh, that's really weird. There haven't been any tumbleweeds. Like, there's no tumbleweeds here." Mm-hmm. And he went to say it out loud. And before he could say it out loud to tell the other guys, it sunk into the lake.
Oh, my God. What?
Which I know. And he was like, "Maybe I didn't see a tumbleweed. Maybe it was a water baby." But tumbleweeds don't just sink like that.
Are we
tumbleweed
assuming?
Expert over here.
Okay.
I'm assuming. Have you ever seen a tumbleweed soak like that? Like go underwater? And also, have you ever seen a tumbleweed on a lake?
No.
Me neither.
Because they...
And we have a lot of lake experience.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of tumbleweeds, though.
Mm-mm. Well, there's tumbleweeds whenever I drive from here to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's that long stretch where they like are just hitting your car the whole time.
It's so much fun. Like you think you're going to get some kind of impact and you just hear this little like.
Yeah, it doesn't even like I thought it would scratch your car, but it doesn't.
No, they just explode and it's fascinating. They're so
What's
dry.
Interesting. Yeah, mm-hmm. I always try to dodge them, though. And I think the last trip I managed to not get hit by one of them.
Oh, wow. Good job.
I know. I willed it. But I don't know. And the other thing that I was thinking of at the lake, because Becky and I, we spent a lot of time on the lake when we were kids, mm-hmm. on one lake specifically. But like when you talk about the water just kicking up or the wind and then the water being like real rough, mm-hmm. I feel like that happens everywhere.
Hmm.
Like, I don't feel like there's anything exceptional to that, because that's what would happen when we'd be out of the lake too. It'd be like glass, and the next hour it would be like rough.
Hmm. Maybe it's like an instantaneous thing, or maybe, I don't know.
Maybe.
Like,
maybe you have to be there to know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if
you
it's
to experience it.
Yeah, if it's calm 1 second and then all of a sudden it just starts to get big waves, then that's weird. I don't know, man.
Well, and so when they also say it has no outlet, mm-hmm. like, I'm like, well, then that's nuts.
So does it go? So you had brought up that there's caves and stuff. Maybe is it filling into like an aquifer or something?
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe there was an aquifer below it or something. But I would never go in those fucking caves.
Oh my God. I thought that you would totally. Whenever you mentioned there's caves and stuff, I was like, this is Lindsay's place.
I am not dumb. And if those people who run the reservation say, don't go,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
I am not going. There's no way. Sure. Like, I won't go, but then hell no, I'm not going to get in the water and go down there in a cave. Fuck that. They all die, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've told a few stories about people diving when they shouldn't. Dude, those stories are, like, awful.
Yeah.
They're scary, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm just going to live my life with no adventure, I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm never going to do anything like that. I'm never going to skydive. I'm never going to bungee. Like, my thought of adventure is, like, a wild weekend. Not sitting at home, but maybe going and getting a dinner outside of home. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you. I do like caves, though. I'll go in caves, but I won't go into underwater caves.
No, fuck no. Never.
Ever. Mm-mm. No. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I went on a cave and on somebody's land one time. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, dude. That was your very brave moment. Like,
yeah.
You, I mean, you're brave all the time, but like putting yourself physically in danger, you did not do that.
Right. Except that one time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Good for you, dude.
I know. Anywho, that's all I have.
Okay.
This is a short episode, dude.
We could fill it by us just talking some more. I'm sure the listeners love that.
I know. I don't know what else to talk about.
Okay. Well, then, until next time. Bye.
All right. Bye, everybody.